Isaiah chapter 16. Send ye the lamb to the ruler of the land from Selah to the desert, to the wilderness, to the mount of the daughter of Zion. For it will be, as a wandering bird thrown out of the nest, so the daughters of Moab will be at the fords of Arnon. Take counsel, execute judgment, make your shadow like the night in the midst of the noonday. Hide the outcasts, do not reveal him who wanders. Let my outcasts dwell with you, Moab. You be a covering to them from the face of the spoiler. For the extortioner is at an end. The spoiler ceases. The oppressors are consumed from out of the land. And in mercy will the throne be established. And he will sit upon it in truth in the tabernacle of David, judging and seeking judgment and hasting righteousness. We've heard of the pride of Moab. He is very proud. We've heard of his haughtiness and his pride and his wrath. His lies will not be so. Therefore will Moab howl for Moab. Everyone will howl. For the foundations of Kir Hareseth shall ye mourn. Surely they are stricken. For the fields of Heshbon languish, and the vine of Sibmah. The lords of the heathen have broken down the principal plants of it. They are come to even to Jezer. They wander through the wilderness. Her branches are stretched out. They are gone over the sea. For this reason I will bewail with the weeping of Jezer, the vine of Sibmah. I will water you with my tears, O Heshbon and Elealeh, for the shouting for your summer fruits and for your harvest is fallen. And gladness is taken away, and joy from out of the plentiful field. And in the vineyards there will be no singing, neither will there be shouting. The traders have tread out no vine in their presses. I have made their vintage shouting to cease. Wherefore my bowels will sound like a harp for Moab, and my inward parts for Kir Haresh. And it will come to pass, when it is seen that Moab is weary on the high place, that he will come to his sanctuary to pray, but he will not prevail. This is the word that Yahweh has spoken concerning Moab since that time. But now Yahweh has spoken, saying, within 3 years, as the years of a hireling, and the honor of Moab will be condemned with all that great multitude, and the remnant will be very small and feeble. End of chapter.